We've got Nick, who's been very patient, waiting to get on Coast to Coast AM, and we'll get to everybody in order. Nick, thanks for hanging on. Where are you going to take us on open lines?
I believe I'm half alien, half human hybrid. And as a result of that, I believe, I don't know if you remember, I don't know if you saw the Roswell documentary a couple of years ago or whatever they had on, I think, the Discovery Channel. But they showed how doctors and other people around the aliens that they dissected were exposed to some kind of extraterrestrial virus or some kind of just their biological chemistry. And as a result, they were hospitalized, and some of them were placed in a mental institution because they lost their minds as a result of being exposed to that virus. And what I think is going on with these cattle mutilations and everything, I think these extraterrestrials, along with the government, are trying to create half alien, half human bacteria and releasing it, or cow from cows rather, releasing it into the population. Because really, I believe a lot of us are going to be like these extraterrestrials. We're going to appear like them in the future, not necessarily with big black eyes, small slit for a nose, and small slit for a mouth. But what I was exposed to in 1992, as a result of that, when I worked at a base that produced military components for a company in the States. Anyway, I started to lose sleep deprivation, rapid weight loss, all these symptoms that, and then I started communicating telepathically with the TV and other people, and it was really bizarre. And
you were communicating You were communicating telepathically with the TV. What does that mean?
Like, I'll explain that. What I mean is, an actor, an actress would. Just before they were to say a line, I knew ahead of time what they were about to say on TV.
Could that just be because you're a bright guy and these TV shows are incredibly predictable? I mean, it might be that you have a higher than average intelligence and you could see that line coming a mile away.
Yeah, but you want to know something, Ian? As a result of this, I exposed some people to this virus because my doctor was telling me it's all in my head. And my brother, I didn't get along too well, I exposed him to it. And he also started to communicate telepathically with the TV, and I had rapid weight loss, sleep deprivation, everything else associated with it. And also somebody else from work as well had some symptoms.
How are you communicating this alien virus? How are they getting it?
I'd rather not say.
That's not fair. You can't hold out on us like that. What is it? How do you give them the alien virus? Don't we have to know this?
It'll scare a lot of people, but it's non-sexually, let's put it that way.
Well, okay, I'm glad it's non-sexual with your brother. Thank you. But, I mean, what is it that you got to tell me? How do you communicate this? It's not going to scare people. We want to know. How do we protect ourselves against an alien virus? That's not fair that you hold this important health information and not pass it along.
It can be done, through saliva or blood and stuff like that, drop of blood or whatever.
So for if you give a blood transfusion, if you donated blood, you would be donating this alien virus?
I'd probably be passing it on to somebody else, yeah. That's why I don't give blood anymore.
You don't give blood anymore because you don't want them to get that. And there's no screening for such a thing.
No, so it's no, there isn't. No, unfortunately, right. No, there isn't.
Okay. Well,
the government's covering it up, big time. They're saying there's no such thing. It's all in your head, blah, blah, blah. And meanwhile, I'm hearing more and more cases of people being exposed to this, and they're just not telling the full truth.
How did your brother get your saliva? That's what I want to know, though. How did that happen?
It's a long story, but
I got a minute.
There's a glass of orange juice sitting on the kitchen table, and just I timed when he came home from work, and I just placed a drop in a couple of drops in his oranges just to see what would happen.
You intentionally infected your brother with the alien virus?
Yes, because he wanted me to die.
You doped his orange juice? You doped his orange juice?
Because he wanted me to die of AIDS. He was calling me some very bad names in 91, him and his brother, and as a control experiment, I exposed my younger brother and I left my older brother alone as a control experiment. But first, before I tested on my brother, I tested on my budgie, my pet budgie.
Okay.
And it came with hot chills, cold chills, fever, and it dropped dead 2 days later. So obviously it couldn't handle the potency of it.
So you infected your budgie with the alien virus?
Yeah, and it started shaking violently. After about 24 hours later, it started shaking and then had a high fever and and just dropped dead.
Okay. And then, so you gave your, you kind of, let's just cut to the chase, you spit in your brother's orange juice.
Yeah, because okay. I just wanted to see if this was transmissible. And sure enough, he came down with similar symptoms. About a month later, first of all, he came down with deep bronchial infection, like type of cold. And then all right. of a sudden, about a month and a half, 2 months later, he came to the room saying to my mom, Mom, I'm losing weight, I'm losing weight. And I said, serves you right, you shouldn't have told me to die of AIDS. And then he just walked away and said, I'm going to get even with you. And stuff, other stuff, like I'd be reading a book, Slaughterhouse-Five, and the character in the book says, you don't believe in God? Well, how about if I cut off your eyelids and force you to stare at the sun, then you'll believe in God. And that very when I read that in the book, that very night, my brother had the same dream about that part in the book.
Okay.
So that's do you
ever feel bad about infecting your brother with an alien virus?
I do, very much so.
Okay.
It's awful. I ask God to forgive me every day about it.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Nick. I appreciate that.